Welcome to day 145 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, and this week we've been reading in the New American Standard Bible. Today we're going to cover 1 Chronicles chapters 23, 24, and 25. We are coming toward the end of the book of 1 Chronicles, and we're also listening to the very last chapter, so to speak, of King David's life. Today we will hear as David is making ready for his eventual demise, but he is preparing for the future generation the tabernacle worship that will be taking place, really the temple worship, because he's preparing his son Solomon to build a great temple for the Lord. And today we will hear as he sets in order the Levites and the musicians for the service in the temple of God. So beginning at 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 1. Now when David reached old age, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. The Levites were numbered from 30 years old and upward, and their number by census of men was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to oversee the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges, and 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 were praising the Lord with the instruments which David made for giving praise. David divided them into divisions according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan were Jehiel the first, and Zetham and Joel three. The sons of Shimei were Shelomoth and Haziel and Haran, three. These were the heads of their father's households of Ladan. The sons of Shimei were Jahath, Zina, Jeush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. Jahath was the first and Zizah the second. But Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they became a father's household, one class. The sons of Kohath were four, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Amram were Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was set apart to sanctify him as most holy, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless in his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of God, his sons were named among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eleazar. The son of Gershom was Shebuel, the chief. The son of Eleazar was Rehabiah, the chief. And Eleazar had no other sons. But the sons of Rehabiah were very many. The son of Izhar was Shelomith the chief. The sons of Hebron were Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. The sons of Uziel were Micah the first, Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli were Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died and had no sons, but daughters only. So their brothers, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mushi were three, Mahli, Adar, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of Levi according to their father's households, even the heads of their father's households, of those of them who were counted in the number of names by their census, doing the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from 20 years old and upward. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever. Also, the Levites will no longer need to carry the tabernacle and all its utensils for its service. For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were numbered from 20 years old and upward, for their office is to assist the sons of Aaron with the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, even the work of the service of the house of God, and with the showbread and the fine flour for a grain offering, and unleavened wafers, or what is baked in the pan, or what is well mixed, and all measures of volume and size. They are to stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to the Lord on the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the fixed festivals in the number set by the ordinance concerning them continually before the Lord. Thus they are to keep charge of the tent of meeting, and charge of the holy place, and charge of the sons of Aaron their relatives, for the service of the house of the Lord. Chapter 24. Now the divisions of the descendants of Aaron were these. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar divided them according to their offices for their ministry. Since more chief men were found from the descendants of Eleazar than the descendants of Ithamar, they divided them thus. There were 16 heads of fathers' households of the descendants of Eleazar and 8 of the descendants of Ithamar, according to their fathers' households. Thus they were divided by lot, the one as the other, for they were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God, both from the descendants of Eleazar and the descendants of Ithamar. Shemaiah, the son of Nethanel the scribe, from the Levites, recorded them in the presence of the king, the princes, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the fathers' households of the priests and of the Levites, one father's household taken for Eleazar and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came out for Jehoiarib, the second for Jediah, the third for Harim, the fourth for Seorim, the fifth for Malchijah, the sixth for Mijamin, the seventh for Hakoz, the eighth for Abijah, the ninth for Jeshua, the tenth for Shechaniah, the 11th for Eliashib, the 12th for Jakim, the 13th for Huppah, the 14th for Jeshebiab, the 15th for Bilgah, the 16th for Immer, the 17th for Hezir, the 18th for Hapiziz, the 19th for Pethathiah, the 20th for Jehezkel, the 21st for Jakin, the 22nd for Gamul, the 23rd for Deliah, the 24th for Maziah. These were their offices for their ministry when they came into the house of the Lord, according to the ordinance given to them through Aaron their father, just as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. Now for the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jediah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the first, of the Izharites, Shelomoth, of the sons of Shelomoth, Jahath, the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, of the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi, the sons of Jaaziah, Bino, the sons of Merari, by Jaaziah, Urbino, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. By Mahli, Eleazar, who had no sons. By Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeramiel. The sons of Mushi, Mahli, Adair, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their fathers' households. These also cast lots, just as their relatives, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David the king, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' households of the priests and of the Levites, the head of fathers' households, as well as those of his younger brother. Chapter 25. Moreover, David and the commanders of the army set apart for the service some of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who were to prophesy with lyres, harps, and cymbals. And the number of those who performed their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherelah. The sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6, under the direction of their father Jeduthun with the harp, who prophesied in giving thanks and praising the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gidalti, and Romanti Ezer, Joshbekishah, Melothi, Hothir, Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, to exalt him according to the words of God. For God gave 14 sons and 3 daughters to Heman. All these were under the direction of their father to sing in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the direction of the king. Their number, who were trained in singing to the Lord with their relatives, all who were skillful, was 288. They cast lots for their duties, all alike, the small as well as the great, the teacher as well as the pupil. Now the first lot came out for Asaph to Joseph, the second for Gedaliah. He with his relatives and sons were 12. The third to Zakur, his sons and his relatives, 12. The fourth to Izri, his sons and his relatives, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The seventh to Jesherelah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his relatives, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his relatives, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 13th, Shubael, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 16th, to Hananiah, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 17th, to Joshbekishah, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 18th, to Hanani, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 19th, to Malothi, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 20th, to Eliatha, his sons and his relatives, 12. for the 21st to Hothir, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 22nd to Gidalti, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 23rd to Mahazioth, his sons and his relatives, 12. For the 24th to Romamti Ezer, his sons and his relatives, 12. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's devotional, I want to focus on what exactly David was doing in these chapters in the book of 1 Chronicles. We are observing or hearing in these chapters, and we will continue to hear in the next few chapters, what David chooses to do at the very end of his life. He is essentially planning for the next generation. He is setting up a system of worship in a temple yet to be built so that it will continue after his death. We heard today as he ordered the Levites and he got in order the musician families from among the Levites who were going to be serving in the temple praising God, and the other Levites whose jobs included preparing the utensils and the offerings that would be offered up in the temple during the temple worship. So essentially, we find David planning ahead, preparing ahead to leave a legacy of worship for the next generation, the generation that would succeed him after his death. What kind of legacy are you leaving the next generation? If you have children, what kind of legacy are you leaving to your children? And there is much more to leaving an inheritance than having a will that divides your worldly possessions up. If you died today, what would you be leaving behind? Would you be leaving your children a house and money in the bank? Would you be leaving them a rich spiritual heritage from which they can draw all the days of their lives? Because they'll remember how you handled crises, how you handled difficulties, how you handled challenges, how you prayed, how you received instruction from God. All of those things are the spiritual heritage that a person who loves God, walks with God, can leave to his or her children. God wants you to leave an inheritance of spiritual richness to your children and your children's children. The book of Proverbs tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. If you are a grandparent today, you can be intentionally preparing the type of spiritual inheritance you want to leave for your children's children, to your grandchildren. Do you read the Bible with them? Do you spend time talking to them about spiritual things? Do you make them aware of your history with God so they can have a sense of your testimony, of what God's done in your life? These are ways that we can leave a spiritual inheritance for our children's children. God wants us to leave that deposit for the next generation, about how to worship God, how to serve God, how to depend upon God, how to trust God, how to walk with God, how to hear the voice of God, how to walk by faith and not by sight, how to depend upon the Lord to provide for all your needs. All of these things are ways that we leave a spiritual inheritance for the next generation, including our own children and grandchildren. David left a spiritual heritage for certain. He set up the temple worship. He organized the Levites. He had an orderly system going so that 24 hours a day there was coverage of prayer and praise and worship to the Lord at the temple. And he did it by rotating the different families and their family members in through the temple, the Levites who were assigned and the sons of Aaron, so that there was always worship going on. There was always someone in the temple. There was always lamps burning with the oil that represented the Holy Spirit. So there was this spiritual heritage that David left when he died that not only touched his own family, but more than that, touched multiple generations. He left a multi-generational spiritual inheritance, and it is still touching us today, what he did, how he did it. Think about when a person writes a will. It's very intentional. They've planned ahead. They've made provision, and it is set up so that when they die, the intention of that will goes into effect. What type of inheritance do you want to leave to your children from a spiritual standpoint? It will take intentionality. It will take planning. It will take preparation. It will take effort. But God wants you to do that. That will be more important than any financial inheritance you may be able to leave to your children. Because we all know stories of people who inherited money from their parents and it did not bless their lives, but instead it became a curse in their lives. Perhaps they had no spiritual foundation, so they wasted the money that was left to them by their parents. They squandered it on immoral living. They wasted it gambling, drinking, taking drugs, living an exorbitant lifestyle that could not be sustained because they didn't work. They just spent the money left to them by their parents. So we know that financial inheritance, which can be good, and the book of Proverbs tells us a good man does leave a financial inheritance for his children, but it can also become a curse if there is no spiritual inheritance left as well. God wants you to intentionally, prayerfully, with planning, leave behind a spiritual inheritance that will bless the generation to follow you and generations after that. I encourage you, write down your testimony of how God touched your life, how God got a hold of your life. Put that together and put it away somewhere that your children can find at a later time after you have gone to be with the Lord. And along with that, any testimonies as you experience them and as you go through life, because it's important for your children and your children's children to have a sense of the heritage from which they have descended. And so God is able to use that to encourage them in their lives, encourage them to believe God, to trust God, to walk with God. This is what a good man does. He leaves an inheritance for his children's children. God bless you and give you a victorious week.